Hello everyone, welcome to episode 3 of season 2 of The Body Mechanic. This season is all about basketball and how I can help you improve your game, if you're a player, coaching if you're a coach, ref if you're a referee. Today what we're going to be talking about is player conditioning, player strength and conditioning, and how that will really enhance your game. It will really enhance your players' game, coaches, and it is such an important aspect that I believe it needs to be implemented into every single training session that you have with your players. Whether it's for 5 minutes in a training session, 2 minutes, 1 minute, half an hour, however long you do get with your players, it is so important. One of the things that I really struggled with as a young player was my fitness, until I got the coaches that knew that fitness was such an important part. Like, I'm talking sprints up and down, baseline to baseline, running so much that baseline to baseline was nothing, was not even, like, you know, you'd have to do it in 5 seconds. For the coaches that don't know, you should be able to sprint, or players should be able to sprint from baseline to baseline in 5 seconds or less. And that is not a big ask. To sprint back into defense, to sprint into offense for the fast break, that is what's needed. Without a basketball, obviously, you need to be able to sprint from baseline to baseline in 5 seconds. And that's a rule that I have with all my players. And it doesn't matter what age they are, if they're under 9s, if they're under 12s, 14s, 16s, 18s, that is an expectation of them as players, that they need to be able to work and bust their butts that much. The other kind of drills you can do baseline to baseline is a 4 in 22. So up and back in 22 seconds. That gives them an extra 2 seconds that they can work with to get that sprint going. Then you can do 6 in 35, 8 in 52. And I think you go 10 in a minute after that, or 10 in a minute 10. But there's some drills that you can do. Even the 60-second sprint, sideline to sideline, like, this is all conditioning stuff. And it is sport-specific. It is specific to basketball. And the reason is that, you know, yes, you can go and do rock climbing and do team building. And yes, you can go and do some other team building activities. Like, yeah, go bowling, go kick the footy around, play ultimate frisbee for warm-up, things like that. All to do with communication and team bonding. But fitness, strength and conditioning in line with basketball is so important. So coaches, what I do with my players is when the players, like, say they miss an up close shot in the turnouts or the horseshoe drill, if they miss an up close shot, you know, that's an expected shot that every single player needs to not miss. It's an open shot in training. There's no defense there. They have to make it. You know, you need to demand that they finish, they score. It's not just chucking it up at the basket. So if they miss that shot, for example, they owe you 2 push-ups. And be strategic about the strength and conditioning that you do implement within other drills. So not just going, cool, we're just going to sprint, because that to players is very grueling and very mentally tough, especially on the younger players. But if you implement strength and conditioning within the drill, say, cool, we're going to do layups, we're going to do turnouts, horseshoe, whatever, Cincinnati, Army drill, Boston drill, whatever drills you do, if it's a full court drill, whatever, if you miss this shot, you do 10 push-ups, you do 5 push-ups. You know, if you're not listening, cool, you do 15 push-ups. The whole team does it. Doing a push-up. So if you can imagine yourself doing a push-up on your toes, and it's demanding, it's on your feet. It doesn't matter how shallow you go, you're going to be doing your push-ups on your toes, right? Because knees on floorboards aren't good, and it does not encourage kids to activate their core and to develop that strength that they need. So a push-up, right? The kids or players are pushing from the ground up. That's the same action as a chest pass, as a two-handed chest pass. So we are not only giving them encouragement throughout the drill to make their baskets, but if they don't, well, it's like, okay, well, you missed, so now I'm going to make your arm stronger, because it's also part of the shooting motion, that push, that follow through, is I'm going to help you get stronger so that you can make those shots, and I'm also going to make you a better and stronger passer. So coaches, be really specific in how you work this and how you do this in. It's like, no, I'm not punishing you. I'm giving you some encouragement. You know, the language that you use with kids or with players is very important, and it is so powerful. Words can really stick with players, and I've had that from personal experience, how much as a kid growing up, how much words do really affect you and how much words stick with you. And you can still, I still remember specific conversations with coaches that I looked up to and, you know, the effect it had on me, whether positive or negative. So really be conscious and really be aware of how you're approaching your players and how you're speaking to them. So push-ups is a good one. You know, squats, as for myself, having a PT background, squats are a little bit harder to really manage and to teach properly. But doing like a wall sit, you know, doing a wall sit, kids have their legs at 90 degrees, hands up like in a defensive stance, you know, things like that is a really good drill. It's really good for mental, the mental side and the stamina and the mindset, the mental capacity of the players. It's all about just getting through it. There's another grueling drill that I know, and it is tough. It is tough. And I remember my under-12s were doing it, and they did it real well, and they killed it. But it's sideline to sideline. So up to one sideline is one lap, back is two laps. So the first one, the first laps is 7 laps. So you have to do 7 laps in 30 seconds. Then you got to do 14 laps in a minute. 14 laps in a minute. Then you got to do 21 laps in a minute 30. So you give them 30 seconds rest in between these things. And then after you get to 21 laps in a minute 30, they got to go back down. So you give them 30 seconds rest, and then they're doing 14 in a minute again. And then they're doing 7 in 30 seconds again. So that's a pyramid. So it goes 7, 14, 21, 14-7, grueling, the most mentally strained sideline to sideline you'll ever do, but your players will get so conditioned and so damn fit just by doing that. And it takes, what, less than 10 minutes to do. Your players are spent after it, so I recommend you doing that at the end of a training so we can get all of everything out of the players, or you do it at the very start of training. Whenever you do your fitness, it doesn't always necessarily need to be done with a basketball. Like, yes, you can do sprint dribbles to the end of the court. Yes, you can make players run at game speed, which is always expected at training. But really just getting them to sprint. There's another one, a baseline to baseline. Going from one baseline to the other. So that's one. So on your third one. So you jog one, you jog two, you sprint third. Jog five, jog six. Sorry, jog four. Jog five, sprint six, and you get them to do that. You know, that's always about conditioning, because you're always got to be moving. You always got to be active on the court. And it is really, really important that players really understand that strength and conditioning and fitness in basketball is such a huge preventer of injury. If you're doing agility things, which we'll get to in the next episode, but agility and plyometrics really primes the body and gets it ready for a game. You don't know, you're not going to be jumping straight up and down in a game all the time. You're going to be jumping vertically, you're going to be jumping horizontally, you're going to be diving for a basketball, you know, you're going to be diving or leaning to the right, leaning to the left, leaning all the way backwards, grabbing a rebound, you know, boxing out, pushing your butt back. There's so many different movements that we need to be able to, as coaches, teach players and players for you to perfect so you can get the most out of your basketball playing time and not always be on the sideline injured or not able to continue because you've hurt your knee. And knees are a big thing, knees and ankles. The amount of times I've seen players land, and me myself, land on someone else's foot and rolled ankles, you know, and having to come off because I haven't got the strength and the conditioning within my legs to be able to go, yep, cool, it's a roll, but I can keep going. So strength, conditioning, you know, I've given you a few drills that you can do, a few sprint drills. In the next episode, I'll be giving you some plyometric and agility drills that we can do. And I really hope this episode has helped mostly coaches, players, run up and down your driveway. If you've got a steep driveway, sprint up and down that goddamn driveway. Go for your life. Sprint up and back. So many times that you are at full capacity, you know, work on your heels, because sprinting on a flat is easy on a basketball court when you've been sprinting up the hills and jogging back down, sprinting up the hills, jogging back down. your cardiovascular system, so your heart and your lungs need to be able to take in enough oxygen for you to have the stamina to last out the game. You don't want your coach having to pull you off because you're not fit enough. You don't want your coach pulling you off because you keep fouling, because you're getting lazy, because you're getting fatigued and too tired. Yeah? So do what you can when you can. Utilize what you have around you. You don't just have to be on a basketball court. And I recommend you go and do some hill sprints. You go and do things that are steep. Because then on the basketball court, you're running on the flat. And you'll become a lot easier and a lot better player. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm happy to take any questions if you want to send me any messages and things like that. And let me know how you found this episode. I will see you in the next one. We're going to be talking about agility and plyometrics. See you then.